A former top U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, vaccine official ignored evidence that COVID-19 vaccines caused serious injuries, and dismissed the pleas of people injured by the vaccines, all while reassuring the public the shots were safe. Documents published today on their AlPetermarks.com website reveal. The website hosts public statements by Peter Marks, MD, PhD, recordings of his calls with vaccine-injured individuals, transcripts, and previously unreleased FDA records. Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN, REACT19 and Follow the Silenced, organizations that advocate for the vaccine-injured, obtain the documents through Freedom of Information Act requests and other legal work. Dr. Danice Hertz, a retired gastroenterologist injured by the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, said she hopes the website reveals the side of Marks that the media ignores. Hertz said, "We want to set the record straight about Marks. The media is misinformed about him and has falsely represented him as a hero. In my opinion, he is far from a hero. He is a dishonest, corrupt man whose allegiance has been to the vaccine manufacturers and not to the safety of the people." Website contradicts claims Marks makes in latest media blitz. On March 28, Marks resigned as director of the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, CBR, under pressure from his new boss, U.S. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He has since made several appearances on mainstream media, defending his record and attacking Kennedy. REACT 19 co-chair Dr. Joel Walskog, a Wisconsin orthopedic surgeon injured by the COVID-19 vaccines, accused Marks of lying during media interviews. "He is a liar and fearful of the truth getting out," Walskog said. "The best defense is a good offense." Walskog and Brianne Dressen, a vaccine injury victim and co-chair of REACT 19, said the media failed to ask the former FDA executive key questions. Walskog said he wants to know why Marks refused to give Kennedy the vaccine injury data he requested. Dressen said she wants to ask Marks about the countless lives negatively impacted by the COVID vaccines. "We brought the truth front and center to Marks, and he refused to see it," Dressen said. His decisions not to disclose highly reported injuries had devastating impacts on the medical community's ability to recognize and treat injuries. "As a result," she said, "countless lives were lost and people were permanently harmed." Dressen said Marks' real tagline is "profits over people." In an April 13 interview on CBS, Face the Nation, Marks told host Margaret Brennan, "You're talking to the person who came up with Operation Warp Speed." Operation Warp Speed was the government's public-private partnership responsible for facilitating and accelerating the development, manufacture, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. As the person responsible for that operation, Marks would have been privy to warning signs on the possible dangers of the new COVID-19 vaccine. Documents on their AlPetermarks.com site reveal that Marks knew about adverse events following vaccinations as early as October 2020, less than 2 months before the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines received emergency use authorization, EUA. Dressen said she was astonished that Marks ignored those warning signs and instead promoted the government's safe and effective narrative. "He knew very well that there were serious problems with the COVID vaccines," Dressen said. "What astonished me was how he can say it with such resolve. Marks approved COVID vaccines, boosters for kids despite knowledge of risks." The documents posted on their AlPetermarks.com show that Marks ignored reports and studies on COVID-19 vaccine injuries sustained by children, and that he claimed such reports were sensationalized. For example, during a call in May 2022 with vaccine injury victims, Marks suggested that child deaths following COVID-19 vaccination must be reported because the vaccines are under EUA. Yet during a 2021 call with FDA stakeholders, Marks said child deaths post-vaccination are very sensationalized and were unrelated to the vaccines. A January 3, 2022, letter from the Siri and Glimstad law firm warned Marks about adverse events in vaccinated children. Yet that day, the FDA extended the EUA for Pfizer's COVID-19 booster to children ages 12 to 15. ICAN filed a citizen petition in May 2022 urging Marks to revoke the EUA for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for children. But a month later, the FDA extended the EUA to children as young as 6 months, even though Marks responded to the petition that day, acknowledging adverse events in children. the FDA authorized a fourth dose of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines for some groups of people, including immunocompromised children ages 12 and up, 4 days after the Journal of Pediatrics published a study of children who developed myopericarditis following COVID-19 vaccination. Dressen called out Marks for his handling of a prominent case of childhood vaccine injury involving Maddie de Garay, a 16-year-old who was seriously injured by the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in January 2021. In June 2021, Marks accepted Pfizer's finding that de Garay's injuries were unrelated to the vaccine. Marks received further updates about de Garay's condition over the next few months, including statements by de Garay's mother at an October 2021 meeting of the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. But in March 2022, Marks said de Garay's injuries were not vaccine-related and he denied her parents' request for a meeting. They took Pfizer's word for it, then internally gaslit her, Dressen said. Marks was continually moving the goalpost on vaccine risks. Transcripts of Marks' meetings with vaccine injury victims showed that he repeatedly rejected safety concerns, or safety signals, related to the COVID-19 shots. Marks was continually moving the goalpost, it didn't matter how we communicated the data, didn't matter how many hoops we jumped through, Dressen said. For example, Marks was repeatedly informed about the prevalence of neurological injuries post-vaccination, including in emails and reports he received in February, March, April, and August of 2021. Marks claimed in a September 2021 email to Dressen that there were no safety signals for neurological injuries. He did not take action in response to several reports in late 2021 and early 2022 on the prevalence of such injuries. We spoon-fed their own data to them, showing exactly where the problem is, and still, Marks insisted they couldn't see it, Dressen said. We know through our work at REACT19 that neurological adverse events are the most common, Walskog said. Other examples highlighted in the documents include. During a call in late 2022, Dr. Narayan Nair, then director of CVAIR's Division of Pharmacovigilance, acknowledged a safety signal for neuropathy in young women. But in the same call, Marks said this signal has not been possible to tease out. In April 2021, a peer-reviewed paper described the case of a vaccinated person who experienced small fiber neuropathy following COVID-19 vaccination. It identified a successful treatment. An August 2021 analysis of VIRS data showed that compared to the annual average of other vaccinations, there were 17 times more reports of serious injuries and 42 times more deaths reported after COVID-19 vaccines. Marks also repeatedly denied the existence of safety signals for multisystem inflammatory syndrome, MIS. In an email from September 2022, Dressen told Marks that MIS occurs at a higher rate than thrombotic thrombocytopenia syndrome, which was associated with the Johnson & Johnson, Janssen, COVID-19 vaccine and led to a pause in its administration. However, in a call 3 days later, Marks said there was not enough data to make a clear association between MIS and the COVID-19 vaccines. Stone cold a demeanor, Marks appeared indifferent to people injured by vaccines. In several instances, Marks expressed confusion as to why the vaccine injured were having difficulty receiving medical care for their conditions. Yet he also reportedly appeared indifferent to the victims' plights. Dressen and Walskog pointed to several instances when Marks appeared to act disrespectfully toward vaccine injury victims, notably blowing off an August 2021 meeting with vaccine-injured people and doctors. Dressen said the meeting, scheduled 3 weeks in advance, was held the same day the Pfizer Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine received full FDA approval. He was busy approving Comirnaty, Dressen said. Marks said in an email at the time he missed the meeting due to urgent matters related to the ongoing pandemic. Marks later skipped a November 2, 2021, COVID-19 vaccine injury roundtable hosted by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, even though Johnson invited the FDA to attend. Marks did not respond to other emails from vaccine injury victims and attorneys in 2021. According to Dressen and Walskog, during other meetings and calls, Marks appeared unmoved by the stories recounted by the vaccine injured. Walskog said he acted cold and calculated. Dressen claimed Marks had a stone-cold demeanor and he was visibly performing other work while the injured shared their stories. Related articles in The Defender. HHS ousts Peter Marks, sending vaccine stocks tumbling and biopharma lamenting loss of ally at FDA. Historic federal court says AstraZeneca not immune from liability in case involving woman injured by COVID vaccine during clinical trial. Their vaccine injury reports disappeared from VRS, so they developed a tool anyone can use to track their own reports. Do your job. We beg of you, FDA officials knew of COVID vaccine injuries in early 2021 but took no action. White House lacked plan to compensate people injured by COVID shots, as FDA sped up approval. I just want my life back, says 16-year-old who developed neurological symptoms after Pfizer vaccine.